Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by Candace Rothler. She is the new principal of St. Patrick's Catholic School in Perry. Candace, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. I'm excited to be here.
So first of all, just tell us a little bit about yourself, what your background is in education and everything like that.
So I came from Holy Trinity in Des Moines, Iowa. I was their assistant principal for 2 years. And prior to that, I was a talented and gifted teacher in the public school system. I was born and raised Catholic, grew up in Algona, Iowa, attending Bishop Garrigan, their school system, kindergarten through 12th grade.
Okay, so what is it about Catholic schools and the Catholic school system that made you want to continue in it as a career?
I kind of feel like I returned home. It's what I knew for almost 13 years. I like that you can incorporate faith into your life. It's very much segregated in that public school system, so you get to speak to the whole child and really address all of their needs. And I like the smaller sizes that you get with the Catholic school system. And I kind of felt drawn to St. Patrick's because it is very similar to the system I grew up attending.
For sure. Now, Holy Trinity, which is in Des Moines, was that a K through 12 or was it similar to what St. Pat's offers?
They were 3-year-old preschool through 8th grade, 2 sections. So significantly bigger, but still the elementary school.
Okay. What did you like about that experience?
I like it was my first administrative experience, actually. So I kind of got my feet wet in administration and I wanted to be a principal since I started teaching. So it was nice to start there. But I loved getting to know the kids, working with them, working with the teachers, just being in the classrooms and really kind of helping reach more students that way.
For sure. Now, how did you come to be in the position of interviewing and then getting the job at St. Pat's for their principal?
Well, I had known it was open, so I had applied online, and then they had offered the interview, and I came to it, and I guess I was the right pick for it, and I'm glad that they chose me because we've got a lot of great things coming, and I'm happy to be here.
All right. What was the interview process like? Stressful? Was it exactly what you expected? How was that?
It was kind of what I had expected. It was a lot like what I had went through for the interview at Holy Trinity for their position. A lot more direct leadership questions, knowing that it would be the actual full principal, whereas that one was more that an assistant principal, so there would be two of us. There were some budget questions, kind of my vision for the school, where I hope to help them grow and expand upon, and then obviously my faith-based leadership that I could provide the school as well.
Well, now I'm going to piggyback right off of that and ask you what your goal and your vision is for St. Pat's under your principalship.
I'd love to just increase academics and then increase the Catholic identity of the school as well. Father Chris and I have sat down and have set some pretty good faith-based or academic-based goals as well, but just growing the community. A lot of this first year we'll have some things we need to work on, but I also want to spend time getting to know the school too and seeing what the actual true needs are once my feet aren't so wet anymore and I kind of have an idea of what's happening. But like I said, I'd love to expand enrollment and really strengthen the Catholic base to the school as well.
All right. Now, you officially took over in the position as of July 1st, so you've only been in it for about a month, so how do you feel like it's gone so far?
It's been great. We have made a few changes. A lot of it's been working through. If you stop by the school, you'll see there's new carpet, new paint. So working through that as well, a lot of it's been getting to know new staff. We have a lot of new hires too, so working through how we're going to help bring on board those teachers and make sure they're ready to go. Again, just looking at academic data in the history of the school and seeing where we need to go, and then looking at initiatives that the diocese is bringing in, one of them being PLCs too, and looking at how we can stay on board with that and then what it would look like implementing that here at the school.
For sure. Now you're taking over for Eddie Diaz, who was in that position for 2 years. Did you get a chance to talk to him about the school before you took over?
Yeah, Eddie and I actually started our jobs at the same time. So when he started here at St. Pat's, I had started at Holy Trinity. So I had a chance to talk to him a little bit and he had left a few things for me and we'd gotten through a lot of it to see what it was like. And some of the things coming are also just new for the school year. So then it's transitioning between what was done and then also how do we stay on board with these new things that we need to be doing.
Now, this position is very closely involved with the church. How has your dealings been with Father Chris so far?
Oh, they've been great. He and I attended the Latino Enrollment Institute. We've worked really closely together to set goals. Like I said, it's definitely a partnership that we're working with it on. He's really been my go-to source to make sure that we have the right things in place to really increase that Catholic identity and just working to bring the school up to the potential that it has. And we've seen it, so kind of polishing some rocks and it'll be great. I'm excited. We work really well together.
All right. That's good to hear. Now, what do you feel like would be a good first year for you? What would that look like?
Oh, gosh. I would love to have all of our teachers stay. I want to be realistic. I would love to start a second year with all the amazing staff we have coming in. I think we have great things going on. I'd love to see increased enrollment throughout the school year and just like I said, positivity, I think it's been great so far. It's hard to say any sorts of specifics, but I, like I said, I would love to see academic growth. I'd love to see enrollment growth. I'd love to just hear from kids that they liked what happened and the new initiatives that we're going through. And like I said, we had a huge turnover in staff, kind of making it hard for that staff to want to leave and keeping them with us so we can really keep the ball rolling.
All right. So a lot of new faces around there. How do you get them acclimatized to their new positions while also acclimatizing yourself?
Really working together through it all. Like I said, so kindergarten is in a new position this year. First grade is new. Our second and third grade teachers were returning. Fourth and fifth grade are new. We had one middle school teacher stay, and then the other two are new. So a lot of it has really been working with everyone in teams or units and really saying, okay, here's my early childhood team, my kindergarten, first and second grade teachers, and saying, here's what I know we've had in place. Here's the history I can give you. Where do you guys want to go? And working together, because ultimately they're the ones in the classrooms working directly with the kids, and I want to be able to support them and the things they need. And so the same with the 3, 4, and 5 and middle school teachers, and just learning right alongside them, because ultimately it's us who make St. Patrick's. I've said it several times, and it's kind of our motto we're going to go with, is we are St. Pat's. And if we can't live to that, then we're not doing it. And that's kind of where we're going with it.
Now, what do you think about Perry so far? You're coming from Des Moines. Did you know much about Perry before this?
I had known a little bit growing up. We had come through Perry driving through. Everybody's been super welcoming, and it's kind of nice. I kind of go back to that. It's similar to my hometown in that small town, Iowa, just welcoming, open, and everyone willing to lend a hand whenever it's needed. It's definitely a different atmosphere than it was in Des Moines, even in Ankeny where I live. It's just a different atmosphere, and I kind of like it. It's a nice change of pace.
For sure. One last question here for you. You mentioned trying to increase enrollment. How do you go about doing that? And what would you say to people to encourage them to give St. Pat's a try for their education?
I would say don't rule us out. Don't let the cost of tuition turn you away. We do have tuition assistance. If there is a need or anything, come into the school, talk with us, let us know. And if you're just interested, come tour, give us a call. We'll walk you through. We have space in every classroom right now. Just like I said, give us a chance. Be open to the options or the opportunities that we have. We have a lot that we can offer in relation to what the public school can do too. Like I said, we have a great partnership with Perry Public too. So if there's services that your child needs, we have them in a resource as well. But I think you got to come and see and go from there. It's a great place, like I said, and we can hook you once we get you in the door and keep you there. But there's tuition assistance. We're there to help if you really want it. You just got to let us know what you need.
All right. Well, Candace Rothler, the new principal at St. Patrick's Catholic School in Perry, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, just that I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited for this new adventure, and I can't wait to see all that our staff and students accomplish by the end of the year.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Candace Rothler. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.